So people ask Jimmy and I a lot, like, okay, you guys have your own podcast about Disney. Do you guys really use travel agents to plan your trips? And the truth is, absolutely we do. We personally use Zip Travel for all our planning stuff. It makes our lives 10 times easier because we have kids, we have businesses, we have all the stuff we do, and it simplifies our lives greatly. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that working with our agent through Zip, we have gotten reservations for Oga's, we have gotten Topolino's Terrace, we have gotten California Grill, we've gotten tons of dining reservations that probably wouldn't have got of our own just because we wouldn't have been as persistent because there's just so many other things going on either when we're at the parks or before we go. So yes, we use our Zip travel agents all the time. And the other great thing is we actually have a dedicated team from Zip Travel that handles the Capture the Magic audience. So we have two agents. We have Lauren and Kendall, who are designated Capture the Magic agents. And so we know for a fact, you know, if you go to travelzip.com, you fill out that form, you are either getting Lauren or Kendall, which we both love. They are both fantastic. We know them personally. They will take great care of you. And it's just a great thing that we can offer people. And the great part about it is, too, it doesn't cost you anything. There's no extra charge to use Zip to help plan anything because they get paid by Disney or Universal, whoever. So it's really kind of a no-brainer. It's a really great trip planning tool. It will take a lot of stress off of your trip planning. They can save you a lot of time. They can even save you money by finding you, you know, if you want to change things up or finding you better deals. So we highly recommend them. We use them ourselves, and we would love for you to use them. So again, if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a form there. You can fill out whatever, you know, information you know about your trip, what you want to do, let them know in there. And as even an extra bonus, if you book a trip through that link, you go to that link, fill out that form, you book a trip, we will throw in some goodies as well. So we'll throw in a free t-shirt from us, and we'll also give you $10 in shop credit as well. So you'll, on top of having great service and somebody that will help make your trip planning so much easier and better, you'll also get some, you know, we'll throw in some goodies as well. Plus Zip at your hotel, they will leave you a gift at the front desk for you as well. So you'll get goodies, you'll get freebies, and you'll get great service. So there you go. So again, go to travelwithzip.com and go check them out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I am flying solo today. Usually, my husband, Jared Lee, hosts the new show every week, but he is out of town this weekend, so it's just little old me. So the show will be a little bit different today. We're just going to be talking about the news, and we'll have poll time, as well as our discussion topic this week, which is not really a discussion, but it's more of a Q&A. So I went into Club 32, our paid podcast group that we have, and I asked the Club 32 members if they had any questions for me about my life, about, you know, about our family, about our jobs, about Disney, about Universal, whatever. And so I'm going to do that instead of doing a discussion topic today. So I just wanted to let you know that that's what's coming up for the episode. Before we get to that, we want to mention some housekeeping. We've got Trip Tales. That's twice a month with myself and a guest that comes on every episode to talk about their most recent Disney or Universal vacation. So it looks like the schedule is going to be a little bit different for Trip Tales this month. We're only going to be having one Trip Tales in April, but we're going to actually have three released in May because it's a longer month and that's how the Mondays fall. And it works out that way. So just to let you know that, yeah, you only get one for April, but you get three for May. So that's awesome. So if you want to be a guest on a future Trip Tales episode, you can go to ctmtriptales.com, fill out the information in the form, and tell me all about your trip. The more details, the better. If you just put the bare bones and I'm not really sure what your trip is about, then it's, yeah, I may not pick you. So the more information you give me about what you've got planned, the better. So just want to let you know about that. We've got the CTM Universal Show, and that's Mondays, once a month. And we just had one released this past Monday, and we talked about what we love about Universal. And I hope you guys like that and check that out. We've got, again, we mentioned Club 32. That's our private podcast group that we have within the network. And that is a awesome place to meet the best Disney people, if I don't say so myself. But you can also get some cool stuff in there. We got live streams from the parks. We do special live streams like from home, like kind of like home vlogs, but like we're just chatting with Club 32 members. And we've got early release episodes of Trip Tales. We do special podcast shows like Distery and the Club 32 show, which just started this month. And we've got Cool Kids Kitchen. We've got Jared's Speakeasy that we do. Lots of stuff going on. So it's pretty exciting. And we've got discounts on merchandise. We do 20% for Club 32 members, which is awesome. And yeah, a bunch of other cool stuff. So if you are interested in becoming a future Club 32 member, you can go to ctmvip.com to sign up. We can do a monthly or yearly, and you can also do a free trial. So check that out over there on that website. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review if you don't mind. Pretty please. All right. Well, I think that's all for the housekeeping. I know that was really short, shorter than usual. So let's get to some of the news we've got to talk about today. So the first news is that face masks are now optional everywhere at Disney. Now, this was not always the case up until, I think it was yesterday on Tuesday, the April 19th. So before, you know, Disney has been changing the requirements for mask wearing at the parks. It used to be always all the time. Then it went down to just, you know, just indoors. And then it was changed to just on transportation. And then it changed to just buses and monorails. But now it looks like they have lifted the mask mandate altogether. And this comes on the heels of the announcement from TSA that said that they will not enforce mask requirements on any public transportation. So basically, like airplanes, you don't have to wear them on airplanes anymore. They're not required. You can always, obviously, if you want to wear a mask, you can totally wear a mask. They're not going to stop you. But this just means that they're not going to force people to wear them from now on. And on Disney World, on the Disney World website, it actually says this verbiage. It says, face coverings are optional for guests in both outdoor and indoor locations, as well as Disney transportation. It is recommended guests who are not fully vaccinated to continue wearing face coverings in all indoor locations, including indoor attractions and theaters and on enclosed transportation. So, again, not going to enforce it at Disney, not going to enforce it in the airport or on airplanes, public transportation anymore. And that's just kind of where we're at right now. Now, that could change depending on decisions made that are out of Disney's control. But Disney has said that that is effective immediately as of Tuesday, April 19th. So this may affect you on a future trip if you've got a trip coming up. And just wanted to put that information out there just in case you are aware. So my next news story we want to talk about is that the traditional character meet and greets have returned this week. And it was pretty emotional. as I follow people on social media, because I wasn't physically there for the meet and greets to return, there were a lot of tears, a lot of hugs, and really long lines for the character meetings. The line, I'm trying to think specifically, the line for Aurora in France on Tuesday was wrapped all around the pavilion, the France pavilion. It was very long, but it was like that pretty much everywhere, unless you had like pop-up characters every now and then. America, they had a couple of obscure characters, some from like Robin Hood, the Robin Hood movie were there. Trip and Dale were meeting out. Daisy. Minnie, Mickey, Joy. Winnie the Pooh was not meeting. He was doing his own thing in the little grass area by Imagination Pavilion. But he was out, just not hooking guests. But yeah, it's been great. And the characters will do autographs. So if you want to do that, you can that has started back, so you can do that. Again, they will hug you and you know, hold hands. You can do hugs for pictures. It's whatever. Now, it does depend on the location, but there are some meet and greet locations that do not have PhotoPass yet. So PhotoPass photographers are not at every single location. So just come prepared with your phone, because they will take pictures. Like, the attendants will take pictures with your phone. They'll do video if you ask them. So just keep that in mind for coming up. Now, character dining has also changed as well. So I'm thinking, for example, Garden Grill. I know, like, Chip and Dale and Mickey, I did see footage of them, you know, sitting at the guest tables and taking pictures, like, arms draped around. So, I mean, like, it's changed there too. So the character dining that's available like that is changing along with the parks and everything. So that's pretty exciting. And I'm excited for my kids. I'm excited for myself, obviously. But I'm excited for my son, who has never hugged a character in his life because he was 8 months old whenever the park shut down and had been to Disney one time. And we just didn't think it was a big deal to rush to hug characters. And then the park shut down. And then my daughter was 3 the last time she had any kind of character interaction that was close by or was a hug or anything. And so she doesn't really remember it. So this will be kind of exciting once they get back and we get to do the character greetings again. So, and also look on the MDE app, and some of them do show up on the Genie Plus side of things. So, like, if you have Genie Plus for the day, you can sometimes grab a slot for that, and it makes the line go by faster. There are a lot that don't, though, but they do kind of show times, especially like at Epcot. They show a lot of times of when characters will be out meeting people. So just keep that in mind. All right, next little story we have is a food guide that was released for Mother's Day treats. And just in case you weren't aware, Mother's Day is May 8th this year. So how many weeks is that? 3 weeks? 2.5 weeks? Something like that. So if you haven't bought something for your mother, do that right now. but anyway, the foodie guide has come out, and there's a couple places around Disney property where you can buy some yummy treats. And I will just kind of share a few. So you can find things at Coral Reef Restaurant, Le Cellier. A lot of the value resorts will have a special cupcake called Mother's Day Dessert, which is a strawberry mousse with strawberry compote and lemon curd. Sunshine Seasons has a Mother's Day cupcake. Art of Animation has a strawberry bliss cupcake. Boma at Animal Kingdom Lodge has a Mom-mosa. It's a Mom-mosa. It is a combination of sparkling South African Graham Beck Brut Rose, Exfusion organic mango and passion fruit liqueur, and pomegranate juice. That would be something I would enjoy, let me tell you. Boardwalk Bakery has a jumbo cupcake, chocolate cupcake, peanut butter filling, vanilla buttercream, white crispy pearls, and a white chocolate Mrs. Jumbo and Dumbo. And that's just a little piece of chocolate that has the Dumbo and his mom on it, which is kind of cute. Looks like a popcorn bucket. It's really cute, actually. Let's see. Centertown at Caribbean Beach Resort has a cupcake. There's a tart at Contemporary Resort. I do want to mention this. Steakhouse 71 has a special Mother's Day brunch that they're doing. And it's basically items from the breakfast menu and items from the lunch menu just put on the same menu. You can order from either one. I don't think they're doing any special dishes specifically for this day, but they just said, like, you can choose from both menus. So that's kind of nice. Grand Floridian has a Mother's Day mimosa cake, which sounds really good. It has a Cinderella slipper on the top. Sweet treats box at Captain Cook's. Lots of cupcakes everywhere. More cupcakes. There's a raspberry mousse and chocolate cake with ruby red raspberry center and chocolate and fondant decor. That's at Yacht and Beach Club. And then Amaret Patisserie at Disney Springs has a I Love You Mom dessert, which is coconut cream, chocolate mousse, and Grand Marnier jam on a coconut chiffon. So lots of chocolate, lots of strawberries, raspberries, those kind of flavors for the Mother's Day treats. So that's kind of nice. Most of these things are available on Mother's Day or the few days around Mother's Day. But these are not available for very long. So if anything sounds good to you, you better jump on it if you're going to be there for Mother's Day. If you're not, then you may not care about this. that's just what it is. So anyway, so if you want more information about this foodie guide, you can go to our show notes after the episode. So, okay, moving on to the next news story is there is a Visa card member discount. And I think this was also released today. If you are a Visa card holder, you can get up to 30% off of hotel stays. Technically it's like summer and fall, but it's basically the dates from August 28th through September 19th. So it's just a few weeks, but I mean, it's up to 30% off. So that's pretty sweet. And that's 30% off of Animal Kingdom Lodge, 30% on family suites at Art of Animation, up to 25% on Coronado Springs, and up to 25% off on rooms at other resorts. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So if you're a Visa card member, take advantage of that if you're going to be there during those days. And just FYI, those couple weeks are basically they're the slowest weeks of the year. Like late August, early to mid-September tends to be the slowest times you can go to Disney, because that's when school has started for the year is basically the reason. So a lot of people don't travel during then. So anyway, that is available if that pertains to you. So, all right. Next news story I want to talk about is that the new Thor Love and Thunder trailer was released, and that's the new movie that's coming out in July 8th, which is Jared's birthday. So that's a great birthday present for him. But it looks interesting. It looks neat. I'm a big fan of Thor. I nicknamed my son Baby Thor, obviously, and you know, he's pretty to look at. But not only that, the Thor movies, I feel like the Thor movies are very like fun. They're kind of, they remind me a little bit of the Guardians movies, but not as jokey and not as funny, but still good movies. And there are a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy members in this movie as well. So getting to see that, getting to see Lady Thor or Natalie Portman as Thor as Jane Foster. So it'll be cool to see all of that come out in the movie. So I'm excited for that. Again, July 8th is when that gets released. And then the Salt and Straw ice cream place opened today at Disney Springs. It opened April 20th, and there are some interesting flavors. And I wasn't going to mention this at first, but I was very intrigued by what they were offering. There's one with pepper. There's one with balsamic. Just a lot of interesting flavors. I am excited. I do want to check this out. I am excited to try the honey lavender, which sounds really good. There's the strawberry honey balsamic with black pepper. That's the one I'm thinking of. That seems interesting. No, I'm sure about that one. There's a cinnamon snickerdoodle, a sea salt with caramel ribbons, which sounds amazing. Chocolate gooey brownie. There's a salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough one. That sounds amazing. They have classic favors. They have last chance scoops and limited flavors. So classic favors are available all the time, anytime you want them. Last minute scoops are available for like a few days. And it's just like they're on the latter end of offering them because they're running out, I guess. And then limited edition flavors are usually good for a month, just so you know. But yeah, so single scoops are $6.95. A flight is $14.75. That's right. They have flights. And I would like to do this flight to check out more flavors. So this is on the west side. And that's across from Jaleo and next to AMC Theaters. So it's down over there. Anyway, looks very cool. I can't wait to check it out. And I will be doing a virtual queue because when it's busy, they will do virtual queue like Gideon's. Today, it wasn't super busy to get in, so you may not have a problem like you would at Gideon's, but that isn't an option if you are wanting to shop and not stay in line. So, and the last thing I want to mention in the news before we move on is that Disney did release a look into some of the music that you'll hear on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind attraction. And they did play a video of this in the article that they have, but it's basically a song list of what you'll hear on the ride, and it's random. So you don't know which track you're going to get each time, and the track I guess lasts through the whole ride. Not like the Rock and Roller Coaster where it's like a multiple songs. I think it's just one song every time, but some of the songs you might hear, or the ride music track list, would be Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, Conga by Gloria Estefan, I Ran So Far Away by Flock of Seagulls, Disco Inferno by The Tramps, One Way or Another by Blondie, and September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. So those are just some of the options you can hear. And I'm sure there's going to be way more eventually, but that's it so far. So I'm excited for that ride. We ride it on Mother's Day, May 8th. So that is when we will be able to experience the ride and let you guys know what we think. So, okay. Well, that is it for the news. We're going to move on to poll time. Poll time. So I asked the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group members, would you rather, and these are the options, would you rather eat free for an entire 7-day vacation, take a VIP tour 2 times per year free of charge, or go on a $1,500 shopping spree at Disney Springs paid for by Disney? And the votes were overwhelmingly toward the free food. Eat free for an entire 7-day vacation. I guess I'm not surprised by that because, I mean, that means you save a ton of money on your trip and you could allot that for other things. But I actually thought the VIP tour would be a little more popular, but it got less than half of the votes that the eat free did. And then the shopping spree only got 8 votes. Not a lot of people wanted to go shopping. They'd rather get free food or free VIP tour. So it's kind of interesting. A lot of people were saying, like, we eat a lot of food at Disney. That means we don't have to worry about what we're paying. We can just enjoy ourselves more. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the sentiment that most people were saying. So I thought that was interesting. I think I'd like to eat for free. The Dining Plan never comes back. It almost feels like you're eating for free because you would have paid for it beforehand, you know. But the Dining Plan, I don't know when it's coming back. Everybody, I get a question a lot. When is the Dining Plan coming back? When is the Dining Plan coming back? And I don't know. I don't know, guys. Sometime soon. That's all I know. 2022, I think is what they said. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for participating in the poll this week. We will have a new poll next week. And if you want to join in the discussion and the polls for future episodes, you can go to the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group on Facebook and sign up. There's a few questions you have to answer to get in, but they're not hard. Just answer them. That would be great. Yeah. So anyway, that's it for poll time this week. I do want to mention before going on to the little Q&A thing we did for Club 32. I do want to mention that we do have some cool shirts in the shop right now. And as always, we've got the I Declare Bankruptcy shirts. We've got the People Mover shirt. We've got the new Shroot Farms Drop and Beach shirt, which is really funny for Flower and Garden. We've got the Big Thunder Mountain shirt. We've got numerous other shirts. If you are looking for shirts for your next vacation or hats or even candles at home, you can go to ctmshirts.com and check out what we have. We love the shirts that that we print on. They're very soft and they're very comfortable. So they absorb the sweat well at Disney, but they also won't make you feel too hot. So that's a big bonus. So again, if you are a Club 32 member, you get 20% off of every purchase of the shirts. So that's a big perk to being in the club as well. But if you're interested in the selection that we've got, you can go to ctmshirts.com and check it out. And we try to do at least one new design every month. You guys got to check it out. ctmshirts.com. All right, let's get to the Q&A. Again, I went out to my Club 32 members and I asked them, what do you guys want to know? Ask me some questions. Let's do a Q&A. Let's do a ask me anything and I'll see how best I can answer these questions. I did look at them over beforehand and I kind of got an idea if I want to answer them, but sometimes I didn't think too much about it. So this is going to be kind of off the fly for some of these. So let's get to the questions here. Okay. Let's see. So where is one place you would want to go on vacation that is not Disney or Universal related? And this is a really good question because Jared and I have actually been talking about this because in the last few years, we have not gone anywhere that wasn't Disney or Universal related or, you know, back home. Those have been the main places. And I feel like we need a vacation that's not Disney. Just to be like, hey, there's other things besides Disney in the world. Even though you go to Disney and you experience the world showcase kind of. Anyway, but we kind of talked about maybe doing the Grand Canyon. I think our kids would really like that a lot. I would like to try. I've never gone skiing before. I've never skied. And I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but I do want to check it out. I do want to try it. I don't like the cold, though. So that may not work out very well. So I would like to go skiing somewhere. And also, this is kind of an odd one, but I've always wanted to go. But Charleston. I want to check out Charleston, South Carolina. And it's my dad's been there. And I know tons of people go there. And it's really beautiful. And I don't know. I just want to check it out. I know it's not that far away. I could just drive there a couple hours. But I just haven't done it yet. I do want to go back to Hawaii eventually. The last time I was there, it was 2005. I was in my 20s. I was like 20 or 21 and I went with my family. So I don't know if I'll get to go back soon, but I would love to stay in Hawaii for like a week or two just to like chill and relax. Maybe check out Aulani. I know that's Disney, but I would still like to do that as well. And eventually, again, this is Disney related, so I can't not do Disney, apparently. I would like to check out Tokyo. I want to go to Tokyo Disney. I've heard nothing but amazing things about Tokyo Disney, so I'd like to check Tokyo Disney out very soon. Next couple of years, probably. So, okay, my next question is if you could change any ride at Disney but keep the overall theming, which ride would you change and how would you change it? I have a couple. So the first one I thought of was Rock and Roller Coaster. I like Aerosmith. I do. But I feel like we could go more current with that. We could get another band in there. I don't know what band. I don't have any idea about what band. But I feel like we could spruce it up a little bit. I don't know, though, because it's so classic. It's so classic at this point. I don't know if I'd want to change it. I kind of do want to change it, but I don't want to change it, you know? But the other one I was thinking about was Tomorrowland Speedway. I think there was a Diz Dudes episode about Keep It, Fix It, Burn It for that ride. And I think they chose to fix it. And I think it does need to be fixed. I think we could go with some better cars. We can change the layout of the track. We can still theme it to like being a racetrack kind of theming, but just make the cars like quieter and not as stinky and not as crazy. I don't know. I feel like that could be really, it could be a little more technologically advanced because you've got Tron right behind it now and you got Space Mountain right there and you're in Tomorrowland. So I feel like you could really do something with that area to spruce it up a little bit and not make it so, you know, ancient. At least it feels ancient to me. So anyway, there's that. And I'm sure there's other attractions that would do this too, but those are the first two that popped up. It says, what Disney resorts do you still need to stay at to be able to say you've stayed everywhere? Which resort is your favorite or like top three? Okay, so I have stayed at every single resort at Disney World property except for Grand Floridian. That is my last one that I need to stay at. I don't have any plans to stay there right now. I'm hoping I'll get to stay there maybe in next February. I'm still trying to figure that out, but that is my last one. It is the one I need to conquer. Yes. But I do have a top three. Actually, I have a top four of my top resorts that I like. And my number one is Polynesian. Always has been. My number two is the Riviera. Love that resort. And number three and number four, interchangeable, depending on my mood. And it's either Wilderness Lodge or Beach Club. Those go back and forth. So those are my top four, three or four. And my next question, let's see. Someone asked, how is homeschooling going? Do you plan to do it long term, and what made you decide it was the best decision? So homeschooling is going well. We kind of dipped our toes in for this first year just to kind of see how we would like it, would do things. And we're going to go full force this next year. She doesn't turn six until late this summer. So she would have been like, if I had started her in like actual, like physical brick and mortar kindergarten, I guess, she would have been like the youngest person in her class. So this way she would kind of technically be the oldest if she was in school. But anyway, so we've got collapse. We've got homeschool, activities and field trips, play dates. Like she's in a ton of activities. Like it's very cool. We like having more, I guess more say, more of a flexible schedule in her schooling. We don't do 7 hours of school a day, if that makes sense. Like for her age, actual instruction time, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on what we're doing that day. So it's very different than regular like public schools, even private schools. And I could go into a whole thing about it on a different episode and a non-Disney focused episode. But we really have enjoyed it this year so far. And so we're going to continue it next year, and I'm sure we'll continue with our son. So, but anyway, thank you for asking. It is going well. And I hope it only gets better. So, okay. My next question is, spanning the entire Disney film catalog, what is your favorite Disney movie and why is Jared's national treasure? Well, for Jared, I believe he loves history. He loves history and he loves Nicolas Cage. I think that's the answer right there. That's why he likes National Treasure. And by like, I mean love. He loves National Treasure. So my favorite Disney movie that's animated is Aladdin / Rapunzel or / Tangled. I like both of those. Aladdin I loved as a kid. And then Tangled I've loved as an adult. So I put both of those in there. Okay, next question. It says, besides family, what do you miss most about the Midwest? And what is your least favorite quick service on property? So two different, very different questions from the same person. what I would miss, I think what I miss most about the Midwest, besides our friends and family, is, and this is kind of silly, but like how long it, or how, you know, the least amount of time it takes to get to and from places in where we lived. 15, 20 minutes max anywhere in Springfield. Here in St. Augustine, I mean, average 30, 40 minutes anywhere. I mean, unless it's like right near us, we're traveling at least half an hour. So that's been kind of hard to get used to just because it's so much, you know, so much bigger and Jacksonville being huge. So I do miss that. But I mean, besides that and friends and family, I mean, there's not really much about Missouri and Springfield that we miss. I miss Silver Dollar City. I miss being close to that. I mean, that's like that theme park that's in Branson, Missouri, if you're not familiar. And it's based out of like the 18, 1870s. So it's like, feels very frontier land, like the whole park does. But it's really fun. And we went there as kids. And so I miss being close to that, I guess. But I don't really miss, I don't miss the Midwest weather. Like the, it can snow one day, the next day it's 70 degrees. And like, I don't miss that. Not at all. And being in the middle of the country and like, you know, not near any oceans or anything like that, I didn't really like that either. But yeah, St. Augustine is a wonderful place to live, and we love living here. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really miss Missouri that much, except for friends and family, I guess. And then my least favorite quick service on property. I could not actually think of what my least favorite is. I mean, I can pick out my most favorite, but my least, I think only because I feel like I didn't have a good experience. Maybe Rosie's All American Cafe at Hollywood Studios. Maybe because it's just so generic. I don't know. Like fries and burgers and stuff. I don't know. I'd have to think about it some more. My least favorite. Okay, my next question is, what's one thing at Disney you would get rid of if you had the chance? What's one thing you would add if you could snap your fingers and it would appear? Okay, number one, what would I get rid of if I had the chance? I would get rid of Genie Plus and bring FastPass back. 100%. I don't like having to pay for FastPasses. I don't like it at all. And the one thing I would, yeah, would snap my fingers and bring back would be Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and some of the character dining. I know it's coming back eventually, but I want it back now. I want it back now. But yeah, basically the stuff that hasn't reopened yet, I would bring that back. It's kind of my sentiment there. My next question was, what did you do as a kid with your parents living in Missouri? What did you want to do after high school and college, and how did that change or help you pursue what you are doing today? So as a kid, super involved with school, like especially junior high and high school, I played basketball until I was a sophomore in high school. And I was a dancer. I did ballet. I did tap. I did jazz. I even did point, where you're like right on the your tippy toes. I did that for 2 years, and it ruined my feet. So if you have a kid, if a daughter out there that's gonna wants to do point, just don't let her. Just don't. It just ruined my feet. Anyway, I'm just kidding. So I did dance until I was about 16, and then I was a cheerleader. I was in the dance team. I did softball as a kid. Oh gosh. I was in a, like, did like math club. I mean, like so much stuff in high school. And I was also, I played French horn in our band or a band class. And I did that for 6 years, like 7th through 12th grade. And, when I got to college, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. I had some friends that were doing education. I decided, okay, I'm gonna go into that. I'm gonna try and see if I like that. And then in 2005, we had somebody from Disney come and talk about the Disney College program, which at that time it was still under Eisner, so it was a little bit different than it is today. But it sounded really cool, and so I did the whole interview thing, and I got matched up to actually be in merchandising. And I think they put me at one of the hotel gift shops, if I'm correct. And so I got paired up and everything. I was ready to go, and then it just didn't work out. I bailed on the college program. So I didn't end up doing it, and I still regret that, by the way. Still regret that I didn't get to do it. But apparently I was always meant to do something Disney, so you know, obviously here I am. And I kind of always wanted to do something involving Disney World, something. And it kind of led to here. And I, you know, I don't know if I ever would have done it on my own if it hadn't been for Jared, because he was the one that said, why don't we start a Disney podcast? And I was like, oh, okay. And he figured it out how to do the podcasting stuff. He set it all up, and He's like, all right, let's go. And I was like, but what do we talk about? Like, what do we do? Like, I don't know what, who's going to listen to us. And he was just like, you got to start it. You just got to start it and get it going. And then you just kind of learn as you go. I was like, oh, okay. And you know, for almost 5 years later, we're still doing it. So obviously he knows what he's talking about, but yeah, I think Disney's always been in my blood. My mom grew up in Disneyland area. She went to Disneyland a bunch as a kid. And so she's my Disney origin, I guess. She's my Disney person. And, she took us as kids and we've just been going the whole time. And it was always in my blood. So there you go. Let's see. My next question is, what is your earliest Disney parks memory? And I was kind of racking my brain about this. I've been to Disney so much that my memory is kind of just like run together. But I do remember, I think I was 4 or 5, maybe. I remember getting pulled in to a parade that was going down Main Street. I remember it like vividly in my brain now, but like between Casey's and the main hub area, we're standing over there, and the parade was coming down, and the performers were like pulling little kids out into the middle, and that you could dance with the performers, like you could go into the middle and dance with them. And I remember being shy about it, but I really, really wanted to do it, and they pulled me in, and I just started dancing with them. And my mom loves that memory, by the way. And so I think that is one of the earliest memories I have. I vaguely remember the monorail before that. Like, I remember being inside the lobby of Contemporary and like remembering what it looked like from like the fourth floor, like Contempo Cafe and like Chef Mickey's area, and looking up and seeing the rooms and the monorail coming by. So I remember that early on. But yeah, besides that, everything else just kind of like runs together, unfortunately. But yeah, I would say that parade is probably one that sticks out. Let's see. What would a perfect Disney day look like to you? What parks, what restaurants, and where would you stay? Well, I'd probably stay at a bungalow Polynesian or a Copper Creek cabin. I would have to stay at one of those because I've been dying. I want to stay at those so bad. As far as what I would do, I would probably do Epcot, probably do some food booths, maybe hop over and do like Rise of the Resistance at Hollywood Studios, enjoy some food and drinks. I like Topolino's, Ohana. What else? Maybe stay at Riviera. I don't know. I mean, like, there's a lot of things I would want to do on an ideal day. I want to do a lot of stuff. I would want to pack it in if I was like, I have one day, just make it amazing. I would do all of that. I want to relax a little bit. So maybe go to the boardwalk area and hang out, which I love boardwalk. Maybe take a fireworks cruise, do a fireworks cruise at the end of the night. That would be wonderful. Watch fireworks, Magic Kingdom, maybe instead of a fireworks cruise. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little bit more, but that's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't go to Animal Kingdom. I do know that. It's my least favorite park. And I've talked about this before, but I would definitely pick the other three parks to go to. But I would definitely stay at Poly or Copper Creek or even Riviera. So, let's see. Someone says, when are you planning on buying DVC? And where would you most likely buy direct to resale? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever buy into DVC. Not that like it's not a great thing to have, and like, you know, you can lock in your contract price now before like the prices go up and everything. But I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why I don't want to buy into it. One of them is like annual dues and maintenance fees they're just really high. And I don't like that aspect of it. But if we do ever do it, I would do a bigger contract resale. I would do a bigger resale contract to get like the most points as I could over there. And then I would do the minimum contract direct through Disney to get the perks of being a direct contract owner, because the direct owner gets like, is it the blue or the white card? I can't remember which one it is, but they get the perks like the Moonlight Magic stuff. So yeah, I think I would do a little bit on the direct and a lot on the resale. So, let's see. The next question is, I think this has been covered, but I just wanted to know about motion sickness and, I need all the advice. And, so what I do lately, I was taking those patches, the prescription patches that go behind your ear. I did take those a couple times, and I found that for me that it gave me terrible dry mouth and very blurry vision, and it ended up causing more problems than it prevented. I mean, it did take away the motion sickness, but I was constantly thirsty, and then I was kind of a little dizzy from the blurred vision. So I was like, this isn't helping. So I stopped using it, and I figured out my little motion sickness prevention cocktail, and here's what it is. So I use the natural patches that you can get on Amazon. I think they're called MQ patches, MQ motion sickness. Again, they're all natural, mostly ginger, but they go behind your ears, and you can wear them for like 3 days. So I wear those pretty much all the time if I'm feeling like a little woozy here and there. But then also when I know that I'm going to be riding some rides at Disney, Universal, wherever, I will take half of a regular Dramamine. So I have taken less drowsy in the past, and like a whole one still makes me really sleepy. Taking a whole regular Dramamine just completely knocks me out. Taking a ginger all natural Dramamine doesn't work for me. Like for whatever reason, it just doesn't work. So I figured out that a regular Dramamine that's cut in half, I take that with my patches, then I'm good to go. So the patches do a little bit. They take a little bit of the nauseous edge off, if you will, like if I'm doing something, but I still feel a little motion sick. So like I did Velocicoaster like a couple months ago, and I was scared. I was scared to death that I was just going to be out for the day, you know, on my back, everything was dizzy. But I did the patches, and I did the half of the Dramamine, and I was totally fine. I could handle it super well, and I could tell where my body would have been like, oh, this is the place I can, like, this is where you would have probably thrown up. Sorry if that's too much information, but like I can tell, I can feel my body where it's like suppressing that, I guess. So anyway, that's my concoction, that's my motion sickness cocktail, if you will. A little bit of Dramamine and my natural patches, so that's just kind of works for me. Let's see. My next question was, what led to your decision to move to Florida? And is the podcast, t-shirt, candle stuff your primary career? And if so, what were your previous careers? So we have always wanted to move to Florida. Even like when we first met, we kind of talked about it. We actually had family that lived in Florida for a period of time, and they no longer live in Florida anymore, but we visited them a couple times, and we just really liked, first of all, we liked the being warm weather. We liked the warm weather all the time, which is really nice. We liked being close to the ocean. We felt there were a lot of things to do in Florida, stuff like that. We like St. Augustine because it is just close enough to be able to do a day trip as we do sometimes. But it's not too far away. Like, it's not too far away. We can still do it. But I feel like if we lived closer, if we lived like 30 minutes, 45 minutes away, it wouldn't feel as special. And I don't know if that's actually true, because I know there are locals that live, you know, 15 minutes away and go all the time, and it's just as special as it's ever been. But I'm really afraid that would change. That would change for me. But again, it just depending on, you know, where we are with the podcast and everything in our lives, we may end up moving closer to Orlando. I don't know. Right now we're in St. Augustine and we love it. That is not all we do. The shirts, the candles, the podcast, that's just a portion of what we do. Jared also has a marketing agency that he does, but the shirts, the shop is getting much busier. So we are kind of moving more toward the shirts lately. We'll see how that does in the next year and, see where it goes. But yeah, so that's basically it. So the podcast, the shirts and all of that. And then Jared's side of stuff too. I used to be in student housing for Missouri State University. I managed some apartments and houses around the university over there. And Jared actually, he got his business degree and then he started working for an insurance company for 2 weeks and then he quit. He was like, can't do it. And then he started working for himself. So he's not, after he graduated from college, he didn't work for anybody but himself, basically. And then before I had the student housing, I actually worked in daycare. I worked at a daycare for a couple of years. Like, I think, gosh, it was right out of, I was in grad school, which I did not finish, by the way. I was in grad school while I was doing that. And then I had my bachelor's degree in elementary ed with a emphasis in math. I also was certified to teach early childhood education. So I kind of used that in the daycare setting, but I don't think I was meant to teach a group of kids. Now I can teach my own kid, which is what I'm doing now. And I have tools for that, which is great. But the whole teaching thing for me did not work out in that way. So anyway, that's what I did before. And I like what I'm doing now a lot more than what I'm doing now. So my last question is, if you were to work for Disney, what would be your dream position anywhere in the company? I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know if I want to be a frontline cast member. I don't know. I think if I was younger and I was still dancing, maybe be a performer, like in the parades or something. Just, I don't know. Maybe that. At one point I wanted to be a character, but again, this was like 17 years ago and I never would be a character. So it was kind of silly to think that, but anyway, but yeah, I think I'd want to do that. Maybe performer or working with, like, I don't know. That's a great question. I'll have to think about that some more. I'll say performer for now. And I was thinking about one more thing on the ideal Disney day. I would want to stay in the castle for a night. I know it's like not possible, like unless you get chosen, like it's a special thing. But yeah, I would want to stay in the castle for sure. For sure. So, I think that is all the questions that you guys submitted. I hope it answered them really well. I don't know if I'm just kind of rambling sometimes, but I hope I did a good job answering them. I want to say thank you to everybody in Club 32 that submitted a question. I hope you guys liked what I had to say. A couple things to close out the show is, I just want to kind of go over what we've got coming up the next couple of weeks and beyond. So, I'll be at Disney this weekend with my friend Susie and we'll be doing Flower and Garden. We'll be doing, we're checking out some bars and some lounges that we've never done, for, an upcoming episode basically. And riding a few rides and everything, just kind of having a girls trip. So no kids, just me and her. So it'll be great. And then over Mother's Day weekend, we have a SeaWorld weekend. So we're doing SeaWorld. We're going to do Aquatica. And then on May 8th, we've got the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind annual pass holder preview that we'll be going to. And then Steakhouse 71 brunch for Mother's Day that day. So that's exciting. A couple days later, my parents are coming in for a couple weeks to spend with us in May. And then the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend, we're going to do a longer trip. We're there from a Thursday to a Tuesday, which is longer for us. We're usually there like two nights and that's it. this one's a 5-night trip, I think. So we're doing some Universal and more Disney, and we're going to see some Club 32 members. We're going to see some birthday festivities. It'll be great. It'll be great. So we're doing that. And then into June, into June, we're going to see if we can check out Legoland. I think we're going to do it in June. And then we're going to stay at a place we've never stayed before, which it's hard to stay at unless you are military or retired military. And that's Shades of Green. So we were able to stay there from the generosity of a Club 32 member. So thank you very much to that member. And so we'll be checking that out and all that's about, because I've heard great things, and I want to see for myself, you know. So that'll be good. And then end of June, I'm not sure if we have anything. We don't have anything planned for end of June, so we might be going back to Missouri during that time, because when we do go back, it'll be for a few weeks in the summer. And then July, we're back at Disney for Food and Wine. That starts mid-July. And then we have a trip coming up end of July. And it's a super secret trip that I can't talk about yet. But I'm excited about it. So stay tuned for that. And into the fall, we've got the 40th anniversary of Epcot, which we'll be there for. Club 32 meetup is in November, and then we do our annual Christmas trip. So lots of cool stuff coming your way this year, but I just wanted to give you a heads up what you guys can expect. We do live streams in Club 32, so if you're interested in all those, you can go sign up at ctmvip.com. If you are not a Club 32 member, but you just want to kind of see what we're doing, you can go to Instagram and check out our stories and our posts, and TikTok. I try to keep up with it there, and that's Cap the Magic at Instagram, and then Capture the Magic on TikTok. We're not really very active on Twitter, but we are on Twitter as well at Cap the Magic. So, and if you're not a Capture the Magic community member, again, you can sign up for that on Facebook. Just answer the questions. And I think that is all I have for housekeeping at the end of the show. So thank you everybody for listening today. I know it's a little crazy with Jared being gone and just me talking for an hour at you, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you everybody for listening. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.